In our parsha, we have the mitzvah of the Kohanim. So the Kohanim are limited in who they marry, and the Kohanim have a repeat of the warning not to scratch themselves or lament over the deceased too much, and not to defile themselves by going to the graveyard, and not to shave off the corners of their beards and the corners of their hair. We say that if a Kohen transgresses the mitzvot that are unique to a Kohen, then he cannot go up to Duchen, he cannot do Birkat Kohanim, he cannot get the Aliyah of Kohen. So if a Kohen, for argument's sake, would marry a Grusha, a divorcee, then we wouldn't allow him to go up in Duchen. We wouldn't allow him to get the Aliyah of Kohen. If a Kohen marries a woman who has a history where at one point she was intimate with someone who isn't Jewish, so then that turns her into a zonah halachically, and the Kohen may not marry her. What about if a Kohen shaves with a razor? So all Jews are prohibited from shaving with a razor, but that prohibition is reiterated for Kohanim. So here there's an interesting machloket. There's an argument among the commentaries. Do we say that because the Torah reiterated it for Kohanim, so then we view it as the Kohanim's commandment, that he's transgressing that aspect of the unique commandment, and then we would not allow him to do the mitzvot of Kohanim, because we say he's defiling them? Or do we say, no, all Jews have a mitzvah not to shave with a razor, and he's transgressing that, but that doesn't disqualify him. So all of these questions, you refer to your local Orthodox rabbi, if for whatever reason you know of a Kohen is shaving with a razor or whatever, let the rabbi figure out how to help him do tshuva. Shabbat shalom.